There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We are at the Dark Matter stand at Gitex 2017, joined now by Rashid Al-Amari, who is Principal for Business Solutions at VMware. Rashid, nice to have you here. Good to see you.
Thank you for hosting me.
Do you know, I want to talk to you about 5G. There was a test by Etisalat yesterday which broke a global record. 5G is essentially the new, or will be very soon by 2020, in time for Expo, the new standard for how quickly, essentially, to you and I, we download stuff to our mobile phones. I know there's a great deal more to it. Yes. But if we can, let's just start for NLT and I say this brazenly and completely openly, let's do a 5G for dummies, if you could.
Okay. So just to give you some, let's say, setting the scene for the, why the 5G, yeah? So today, I think we are in the Emirates, we are enjoying, let's say, like a very good communication, let's say, like bandwidth and the connectivity. And the 4G is really delivering, you know, like the what's the experience that we are aiming from today. But if you look at the future and you see now in Gitex and, you know, like all the innovations, the smart cities, all the Expo 2020s they're aiming for, we are looking for a new kind of experiences. As well, we are looking for a scale where we're going to connect millions of devices. We are talking about the Internet of Things. We are talking about autonomous cars. We are talking about new experiences that really requires a special way and a more broader, let's say, like network connectivity to be able to support it. Also, we are seeing the intelligence is being pushed to the edge. And by this, we need to have the ability to be able, imagine the autonomous car needs to make decisions by their own without having to be back and forth to the network. So the experiences moving from 4G to 5G, we are aiming for having, let's say, a requirements, a use cases that require that bandwidth, require the new ways of slicing the network to be able to deliver that services to, and to have us as visitors, as citizens, as the government, let's say, like agencies, as, let's say, people enjoying the living in the United Arab Emirates to be having that kind of 5G experience to excel the experience that they're having from the telecommunication.
And I guess I initially thought 5G was just an improvement on maybe having 4G on a smartphone, you know, or a tablet, something that you would use, and it would help me, I don't know, watch programs faster. But there's a lot more uses for 5G than just the straightforward. I thought we were all going to need to get mobiles the size of a laptop because we'd need a battery big enough to support the 5G, but that's not what's at the heart of this, is it?
No. Yeah, so the beauty of the 5G that you have, based on the use cases, you can drive experiences depends on that use case. For example, if you want to, let's say, like the run the municipal services, you can have, which is with low latency, which is very mission critical environment, that you can have a specific network that can deliver that one for you specifically on the 5G. Now, if you need to have, let's say, like a 3D, let's say, an augmented reality experience, that's something which also requires special bandwidth that will be able to be delivered to you. And if you take, for example, let's say like the Expo 2020, yeah, we know that we are going to host in Dubai more than 20 million visitors from different parts of the world where they have different expectations. And we know Dubai always aiming for the wow factor and aiming for having a new experience. Now, in that city or in this Expo, you will deliver the service. So imagine you are a visitor. So now we are a Sheikh Zayed Road. Do you need to have a 25 million? We're going to have congestions on delivering the service? The answer is no. We need to, even though we have a 25 million, we need to have seamless experience without having any congestion. At the same time, when you look at delivering in the Expo 2020, you need to have the management of the Expo that needs to be separate without having the impact of someone downloading a 3G or having a virtual reality or augmented reality to be able to test that service on how he is virtually is going to be in that city or seeing that product or that service. So we would like to create the different experiences within leveraging the network with the right bandwidth without impacting each other. And each one of them, they will deliver specific characteristics and service to be able to meet that use case. So it's a mix of use cases that will be ending up delivering an exceptional experience without impacting and without having an ability to scale to be able to collect millions of devices, millions of users, millions of experience, irrespective of the let's say, like the experience they will have.
And 5G, I mean, it is coming. Etisalat successfully completed the fastest, I'm reading here, 5G live trial globally yesterday, I believe. It's a record in the industry of 71 gigabytes per second. What we do need to do, though, is consider this, quantify this for people listening. I mean, to me, 3G is kind of okay to watch YouTube. 4G is a lot better. What does 5G mean? What? How much better incrementally is 5G in simple?
In simple. Terms? So if I tell you now today we are having on the 4G, we are having speeds up to, 20, 40 megabits. Now we're talking about the 1 gig, even though this can go to 20 gigabit per second. So imagine you can download movie in, let's say, 2 seconds. Yeah.
Wow.
So we can reach up to that point. So this is number one. Yeah. Secondly, imagine the experience that you will have if you want to let's say, now the shopping experience. Yeah. Now you can have in your home with your augmented reality, you can really virtually visit the stores, see it, having virtual reality glass in you, and you can experience that in real life. Yeah, that's something which is a life changing for us. And if you consider, even though the connectivity, if you consider the different age groups, this is creating a new experience that today we cannot do it because of either it's costly, and secondly, we don't have the bandwidth to be able to support such an experience. But now this will create, even though a new business model, so imagine, today we talk about social fans and people that are following them because of the way they are introducing new ideas. Tomorrow, new business models are going to come, created, based on these capabilities. That new business model, new opportunities for the new generations, it's going to be coming. That me and you are going to benefit from that one, and the life we live, the way we communicate, the way we transport, the way we are experiencing our life is going to be completely different. And that will go to the, imagine, to the medical, to the medical situation, to the education. It's going to impact each individual. Why? Because we are going to have that immersive, augmented virtual 3D, blending the virtual and the real life together.
The sound of that is fantastic. So you're in the supermarket, but you're at home, and you can see the condensation in the refrigerator.
Yes, you can do
this.
You can feel it.
That's something. So it is. Rashid Alomari is Principal for Business Solutions at VMware, talking 5G. I think we understand a little bit more, Rashid, and it's been good to talk to you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And, the takeaway, as I said, the last thing is, it's going to be a wow factor. Mm-hmm. And I think people, they will enjoy that experience, and they will really have a new experience that haven't imagined before. Yeah. So wait and see. I think here in the country, we have Etisalat and they are pushing the envelope. And I think, 2020 is going to be a very pleasant experience in Dubai.
It's Drive Live at Jitex at the Dark Matter stand. In a few minutes' time, Drive Live Talks, we're talking legal. Ludmila Yamalova will be joining us.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.